Warning, you are about to listen to a life-changing session of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Podcast. Any mind-blowing income, health, happiness, and otherwise earth-shattering testimonials of total transformation are not meant to serve as a guarantee of what will happen in your life as you continue to plug into this podcast. Rather, they're meant to give you an idea of what's possible. Bear in mind, results are not guaranteed, they are earned. Be forewarned, common side effects of listening to this podcast may include increased mental alertness, random and unexplained feelings of joy, a crystal clear sense of purpose in life, spontaneous outbursts of laughter, obscene amounts of new and exciting monetary deposits, and other ridiculously awesome symptoms of living a purpose-filled life. Please enjoy the show.
Ladies and gentlemen, good morning. It is terrific, terrific, terrific Take Massive Action Tuesday. You know, I actually just reminded myself of something kind of funny but kind of interesting and actually kind of useful. I remember I was listening to an audio program from Brian Tracy one time, and he said when you get up in the morning, he said the first thing you should do is you should sit up in bed. I chuckle when I think about this. He said you should sit up in bed and you should take your right arm and you should swing it from the top, like stretch it out to the top right and swing it all the way across your body over to the left. And as you do, you should say, I feel terrific. I feel terrific. I feel terrific. And he said you should do that three times. And I challenge you to do it because you can't even do it without laughing and smiling and actually maybe even feeling terrific, right? So on this terrific Tuesday, my friends, I'm telling you, I feel terrific. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be here on the Think and Grow Rich call. I'm grateful. I'm grateful to be a part of a community who, you know, it's the most amazing community. People who care about their personal development, people who care about getting better. They care so much that every day, Monday through Friday, some of us for over 3 years now have gathered together on this call to get better and to mastermind and to study the principles of success, the science of personal achievement, as Dr. Napoleon Hill calls it in some of his later books. I notice he uses that term more than the law of success. He calls it the science of personal achievement, because we all can achieve, we all can get better, and it seems that there is a science to it. You know, as we've studied on this call over the last 3 years, I've seen some amazing things happen, right? In my own life, the whole reason I started the call is because I started seeing, almost miraculous results in my business after about 5 years of failing in network marketing and the whole business profession. I started applying this stuff, I started studying it, and I started to see success. So starting with me, I started this call. And then we got on this call and we started coming together and we started seeing amazing things. We started seeing people like John Chapman come out and win his freedom after struggling in network marketing for a long time. You know, it's funny, every time I hear John Chapman talk, I swear he mentions a new company that both of us were in together and we didn't even know it. Last time he came out, he was talking about this debt elimination company called You First Financial, and I was like, oh my gosh, I was in that company too, man! And there's like several of them. But anyway, John Chapman comes out, wins his freedom, right? Mike Hobbs, right? Many of you know Mike Hobbs. He'd actually made money in the home business profession before, but one of his challenges was his income would go up, and then his income would go down, and then his income would go up, and then his income would go down. And he started getting on this call consistently. What happened was, not only did he hit new highs in his business, but he stopped the roller coaster. His income stopped going down, right? Stopped going down. Last number I heard from Mike, and you know, throw out a earnings disclaimer: results not guaranteed, right? They're earned. Please see the earnings reports with whatever company you're working in. But last number I heard from Mike, you know, over $40,000 a month in personal income. Him and his wife Christy and his family, they actually are just moving into a new home, right, with more room for their growing family. Exciting stuff. This morning as I was getting on the call, I heard Robin, right? I've talked about her before, not a lot, but I remember one time I mentioned the story. Robin came to this call, and she's been on, we were actually in a company together a few years ago. We met, Robin and I met on a cruise in the Bahamas. Man, what a great place to meet somebody, right? We were on this company cruise, and Robin and I met, and Robin started getting on this call, and Robin, one day, she was on this call, and she heard one of our mastermind callers, a guy by the name of Mark from Maine. If you guys have been on the call for a while, you probably remember Mark. And Mark came on the call one morning, and he mentioned this book. I think it was, I don't even remember what it was called. Robin would have to remind us. But he mentioned this book. Robin gets off the phone. She gets the book, and then this book leads her to getting some coaching with a well-known, well-respected personal development guru that we'd all be familiar with, and she ends up getting encouraged to go out and start her very own network marketing company. She started her own network marketing company. She got a president. She got, you know, all the funds together. She got the product together. She got the compensation. But she got it. It's actually, I think it's launched, right? And she is on the call. I heard her this morning. And her founding of her network marketing company was led, or was at least started the seed, right? I think it's so amazing that Napoleon Hill, in many of his books, right, I notice he does this in The Law of Success, I notice he does this in Think and Grow Rich, he says things like, somewhere on the pages of this book will jump from the page an idea. It will be a seed. It will be your money-making opportunity. And he kind of plants that seed and lets us know that, you know, we're going to get these ideas, and they're going to come to us, and it's going to be up to us to recognize them and take them and run with them. And it's just so amazing to see things happening like this on the call as we all come and stay. And we could go on for the whole hour and share stories like this. I won't, because we're still in the introduction and we got a lot to get through today. But isn't it exciting, my friends? Isn't it exciting to know that lives are changing, to know that new businesses are launching, to know that people are stepping into their freedom, to know that people are selecting a definite chief aim? Caleb Solzen, right? I was messaging him this morning. He joined our call a month or so ago. He fired his boss, and he's actually, I think he said it's like his last 3 days at his boss. He says his little kid's going around his school saying, my dad's doing so well in his business that he's leaving the county job he's had for so long, right? Amazing stories happening all around us, and this is just the start, my friends. I believe we're walking into something so amazing as we unify our forces together, as we harmonize behind entrepreneurship, as we harmonize behind the purpose of freedom, as we harmonize and bring our collective resources and ideas and talents and inspiration together for one purpose, and that is to help each other develop the mindset of the entrepreneur and to help each other be free. What can we do together, my friends? I don't know, but I believe we can free people mentally, emotionally, financially, and that pumps me up. And if it pumps you up, I want to hear you screaming to the phone as I unmute the lines right now. You guys are awesome. Hey, another quick one. Charles Fitzgerald Allen Butler posted in our group, I've been on the call since November 2012. I haven't missed a week on the call since then. I listen to the recordings because I work during the call. I used to have my coworkers listen to the calls before we couldn't have phones anymore. It was frustrating at times, only making $7, $10, $15, 35 cents, 85 cents per day. I was jealous and had ill will towards those who were succeeding. Hey, Charles, I think we've all been there before, right? Glad you overcame that. But I kept getting on the recordings. I wrote out my goals every day, read for 30 minutes, and kept putting reps in my business. I went the extra mile at the job and got promoted to the highest paid union position. I took classes on personal finance and got rid of all my consumer debt. Hey guys, who's pumped that Charles got rid of all this consumer debt? Let's give him a round of applause. Hold on here. You see, because that's part of isn't it? Getting rid of your debt, cutting the chains of bondage. He continues on, my business started growing little by little. Money started coming in from unexpected places, and I wondered, where have you been hiding? I took the time to find a leader I wanted to follow and went through five or six leaders and found a mentor who took me under his wing. I invested in myself and my business. On the job, I worked through my lunch breaks. On my business, while at work, I worked my job like Napoleon Hill says. I continue to get on the recordings. I continue to read and listen to audio. Today, I had my first 1,500-day online. Thank you, TGR family, and thank you, Charles Fitzgerald Allen Butler III, for getting out there and being persistent, being coachable, listening, applying in your life, and getting a massive result. My friend, that's just the beginning, right? Just the beginning. Who knows what's ahead in your future as you have this new awesome success story that you can compound into better results. Exciting stuff, my friend. So where does it all start? It starts with a definite major purpose, and we're going to study that in greater detail today on the call. But before we do, I want to bring out one of our very valued, lovely and beautiful, talented Think and Grow Rich family members, Karen Elizabeth, to take us through the major definite purpose self-confidence formula. And let me make sure I got the line. Hold on one second. Karen Elizabeth, star six, are you there, my friend?
I am here. I'm not ready, but I can do some of it. Oh, wow. Okay, Paul. We're going to have to, if you want to take some time to do it today, I would be glad to do it again. I didn't realize I didn't hear from you, so I am not prepared. I
no
still apologize.
No worries. Not a problem at all. So we'll have you come out tomorrow if that's cool.
Okay. Yeah, if I could find, because I had, I don't have it right at hand. I don't want to hold things up today.
Okay, not a problem at all. Not a problem at all. Okay, cool. So I'll go ahead and take us through this today, my friends. This is something we do every day. It's from Think and Grow Rich. It's one of the major action steps. So I'm going to leave the numbers blank. So I encourage you, stand up. Your line's muted. Go ahead and say it out loud with me as I go through it and insert your specific numbers. Okay, so here we go. By the first day of 2000, I will have in my possession, which will come to me in various amounts from time to time during the interim. In exchange for this money, I will give the most efficient service of which I am capable, rendering the fullest possible quantity and the best possible quality of service in the capacity of, I believe I will have this money in my possession. My faith is so strong that I can now see this money before my eyes. I can touch it with my hands. It is now awaiting transfer to me at the time and in the proportion that I deliver the service I intend to render for it. I am awaiting a plan by which to accumulate this money, and I will follow that plan when it is received. First, I know that I have the ability to achieve the object of my definite purpose in life. Therefore, I demand of myself persistent and continuous action toward its attainment, and I here and now promise to render such action. Second, I realize the dominating thoughts of my mind will eventually reproduce themselves in outward physical action and gradually transform themselves into physical reality. Therefore, I will concentrate my thoughts for 30 minutes daily upon the task of thinking of the person I intend to become, thereby creating in my mind a clear mental picture of that person. Third, I know through the principle of autosuggestion, any desire that I persistently hold in my mind will eventually seek expression through some practical means of attaining the object back of it. Therefore, I will devote 10 minutes daily to the demanding of myself, the development of self-confidence. Fourth, I have clearly written down a description of my definite chief aim in life, and I will never stop trying until I shall have developed sufficient self-confidence for its attainment. Fifth, I fully realize that no wealth or position can long endure unless built upon truth and justice. Therefore, I will engage in no transaction which does not benefit all whom it affects. I will succeed by attracting to myself the forces I wish to use and the cooperation of other people. I will induce others to serve me because of my willingness to serve others. I will eliminate hatred, envy, jealousy, selfishness, and cynicism by developing love for all humanity. Because I know that a negative attitude toward others can never bring me success. I will sign my name to this formula. Oh, I will cause others to believe in me because I will believe in them and in myself. I will sign my name to this formula, commit it to memory, and repeat it aloud once a day. With full faith that it will gradually influence my thoughts and actions so that I will become an even more self-reliant and successful person. My friends, that is the self-confidence formula. That is the major definite purpose. That is one of the keys to getting what we want in life, right? And we're gonna understand that on a deeper level today as we continue on in the call and continue on in our study. We're in The Law of Success, written by Dr. Napoleon Hill in 1928. You can grab an ebook copy of this if you're new to the call on our website at thinkandgrowrichaudios.com. We're in chapter 1 on page 44, and I believe we're going to learn something profound today, my friends. Dr. Hill writes, if success depends upon power, and if power is organized effort, and if the first step in the direction of organization is a definite purpose, then one may easily see why such a purpose is essential. Until a man selects a definite purpose in life, he dissipates his energies and spreads his thoughts over so many subjects and in so many different directions that they lead not to power but to indecision and weakness. With the aid of a small reading glass, you can teach yourself a great lesson on the value of organized effort. Through the use of such a glass, you can focus the sun rays on a definite spot so strongly that they will burn a hole through a plank. Remove the glass, which represents the definite purpose, and the same rays of sun may shine on that same plank for a million years without burning it. 1,000 electric dry batteries, when properly organized and connected together with wires, will produce enough power to run a good-sized piece of machinery for several hours. But take those same cells singly, disconnected, and not one of them would exert enough energy to turn the machinery over once. The faculties of your mind might properly be likened to those dry cells. When you organize your faculties according to the plan laid down in the 16 lessons of this reading course on the Law of Success and direct them toward the attainment of a definite purpose in life, you then take advantage of the cooperative or accumulative principle out of which power is developed, which is called organized effort. Andrew Carnegie's advice was this, and hey, I bet you guys have all heard this before, but I bet, like me, you didn't know where it came from. I didn't know this came from Andrew Carnegie. A lot of times I hear it quoted to other people. Here's what Andrew Carnegie said, quote, place all your eggs in one basket, and then watch the basket to see that no one kicks it over, close quote. By that advice, he meant, of course, that we should not dissipate any of our energies by engaging in sidelines. Carnegie was a sound economist, and he knew that most men would do well if they so harnessed and directed their energies that some one thing would be done well. Gives an interesting perspective, especially in the home business profession. Sometimes we hear people say, oh, you know, I'm building multiple streams of income, 5 or 10 different companies at the same time. Interesting to think about that in comparison with what we see in the market sometimes, isn't it? When the plan back of this reading course was first born, I remember taking the first manuscript to a professor of the University of Texas. And in a spirit of enthusiasm, I suggested to him that I had discovered a principle that would be of aid to me in every public speech I delivered thereafter. because I would be better prepared to organize and marshal my thoughts. He looked at the outline of the 15 points for a few minutes, then turned to me and said, "Yes, your discovery is going to help you make better speeches, but that is not all it will do. It will help you become a more effective writer, for I have noticed in your previous writings a tendency to scatter your thoughts. For instance, if you started to describe a beautiful mountain yonder in the distance, you would be apt to sidetrack your description by calling attention to a beautiful bed of wildflowers, or a running brook, or a singing bird, detouring here and there, zigzag fashion, before finally arriving at the proper point from which to view the mountain. In the future, you are going to find it much less difficult to describe an object, whether you are speaking or writing, because your 15 points represent the very foundation of organization." And he's got a quote here on page 46. I'm going to pause and read that. "The best compensation for doing things is the ability to do more." Continuing on. "A man who had no legs once met a man who was blind. To prove conclusively that the lame man was a man of vision, he proposed to the blind man that they form an alliance that would be of great benefit to both. Quote, 'You let me climb on your back,' said he to the blind man. 'Then I will use your legs and you may use my eyes. Between the two of us, we will get along more rapidly.' Out of allied effort comes great power. This is a point that is worthy of much repetition, because it forms one of the most important parts of the foundation of this reading course. The great fortunes of the world have been accumulated through the use of this principle of allied effort. That which one man can accomplish single-handed during an entire lifetime is but meager at best, no matter how well organized that man may be. But that which one may accomplish through the principle of alliance with other people is practically without limitation. That mastermind to which Carnegie referred during my interview with him was made up of more than a score of minds. In that group were men of practically every temperament and inclination. Each man was there to play a certain part, and he did nothing else. There was perfect understanding and teamwork between these men. It was Carnegie's business to keep harmony among them, and he did it wonderfully well. If you're familiar with the game of football, you know, of course, that the winning team is the one that best coordinates the efforts of its players. Teamwork is the thing that wins. It is the same in the great game of life. In your struggle for success, you should keep constantly in mind the necessity of knowing what it is that you want, of knowing precisely what is your definite purpose, and the value of the principle of organized effort in the attainment of that which constitutes your definite purpose. In a vague sort of way, nearly everyone has a definite purpose, namely, the desire for money. But this is not a definite purpose within the meaning of the term as it is used in this lesson. Before your purpose could be considered definite, even though the purpose were the accumulation of money, you would have to reach a decision as to the precise method through which you intend to accumulate that money. It would be insufficient for you to say that you would make money by going into some sort of business. You would have to decide just what line of business. You would also have to decide just where you would locate. You would also have to decide the business policies under which you would conduct your business. And I might add here, I'm going to add just a little insight. For those of us in the home business profession, how do we translate this to what we do? Well, number one, how about decide on a company that you're going to be with? Decide where you're going to plant your flag. Don't be looking from the left to the right, right? Don't be looking at all the new, latest, and greatest things coming in. No, occasionally a change might be necessary, occasionally. But for the most part, we're never, ever, ever going to have the success that we want if we're jumping around from company to company to company to company. Why? How do I know that? Because I did it for years, 14 different companies, right? I was dissipating my energies over many different companies, and that will produce great results for nobody. Hear me and hear me now. Please learn from my experience. Don't do that. So once we've selected a horse to ride, that's worthy of being ridden. Not all horses are worthy of being ridden. Some horses are lame, right? We got to find a horse that's strong, that's healthy, that's loyal, that's not going to quit on us, right? But once we find that, the next question is, how are we going to market the thing? How are we going to, you know, how are we, what's our strategy? What's our plan going to be, right? Are we going to talk to our friends and family in the beginning? Hey, that's fine if we do that. Are we going to build our business through networking events? Yeah, that's a strategy. If we're going to do it on the internet, now here's the next area I think that is of tremendous value for us to come to a decision on. If we're going to be generating leads on the internet, What marketing strategy are we going to use? We need to decide. We can't do YouTube, Facebook. We can't do banner ads. We can't do all of this stuff at the same time in the beginning, right? We got to pull out that magnify solo ad. There's a million things we could do on the internet, my friends, a million things. And if we try to do them all at once, I guarantee we're going to fail. We got to pull out that magnifying glass, and we got to focus the sun's energy and say, hey, this is my strategy. I'm going to learn this until I master it, right? I'm going to stick with it until I master it, right? I think this is some of the way we translate what he's telling us in this last paragraph for those of us in the home business profession. Continuing on, in answering the question, what is your definite purpose in life, that appears in the questionnaire, which I have used for the analysis of more than 16,000 people. Many answered about as follows. 16,000 people, my friends, here's their answer. My definite purpose in life is to be of as much service to the world as possible and to earn a good living. That answer is about as definite as a frog's conception of the size of the universe is accurate. The object of this lesson is not to inform you as to what your life work should be, for indeed this could be done with accuracy only after you had been completely analyzed. But it is intended as a means of impressing upon your mind a clear conception of the value of a definite purpose of some nature, and of the value of understanding the principle of organized effort as a means of attaining the necessary power with which to materialize your definite purpose. Careful observation of the business philosophy of more than 100 men and women who have attained outstanding success in their respective callings disclose the fact that each was a person of prompt and definite decision. The habit of working with a definite chief aim will breed in you the habit of a prompt decision, and this habit will come to your aid in all that you do. Again, I want to share just another little insight. If we know what our definite purpose is, if we know what our definite purpose is, and we know, and we've decided, you know, in the case of the home business professional, if we've decided on a marketing strategy, are we gonna float around like a newspaper in the wind when we get emails about all sorts of different webinars to get on and all sorts of different hangouts to get on and all sorts of different new latest and greatest marketing strategies? No, I give you guys a little bit of insight into what my experience. When I first got on the internet back in 2010, I remember doing this. And I must have just been luckier. I don't know why I did this, but I remember thinking, I want to come in and I want to give myself an idea of what types of things I can do, and then I want to pick one and focus on it like a laser beam. So back in 2010 when I got on the internet, I went through some different training, and I said, okay, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, I could do that, I could do this, I could do that. And then I located one that excited me. I decided to engage in a particular form of marketing. And then what I did is I put my blinders on and I started learning and applying that one marketing strategy. I would get an email every single week, at least once a week, from the system that I was working in telling me they were going to do a new webinar and a new latest and greatest marketing strategy. And this person over here is having all the success with this new marketing strategy. Guess what I did? I didn't go to any of those webinars, not a one of them. Now, maybe this is, I don't know, maybe bad, maybe wrong, but the reason I did it is because I didn't want to get distracted. I had picked my horse, so to speak, as far as a plan, and I was committed to learning how to master it. And I don't know that I mastered it completely, but I learned it well enough to generate leads, and then I learned how to talk to people well enough that I could get on the phone and through sorting and sifting through a number of people, I could find enough people that were open, that were willing to look at my business project, that I started sponsoring a lot of people from a relatively small amount of leads. I think I was generating about 10 leads a day. 10 leads a day, that with focus, coupled with the ability to speak to people on the phone, ask them questions, listen to what they had to say, show interest in what they were doing, finding the ones that were open, getting them to a presentation, and then following up, sponsoring them, so on and so forth, and rinsing and repeating, continuing the process. 10 leads a day coupled with the ability to talk to people on the phone produced top recruiter status in two different companies, produced a pretty big income in two different companies, the one I'm in now, right? And what's the principle underlying it? It's what we're talking about today. It's definite purpose. It's the power of decision. It's deciding on a plan. And like he says here, this last paragraph, Napoleon Hill says, the habit of working with a definite chief aim will breed in you the habit of a prompt decision. Why does it give us prompt decision? Because once we've decided on where we're going, we can make prompt decisions because we can look at all the different things that come into our lives that are competing for our time, and we can quickly say, that is going to detract me rather than assist me in my definite chief aim. I will say no to that. And you can do that easily once you've decided clearly on where you're going, right? Once you've decided. I was talking to one of our Thinking Grow Rich family members, Kimberly Skinner. She introduced me to her husband, Rob Skinner, who's a great leader in the network marketing profession. And I had the opportunity to talk to Rob on the phone, and I remember Rob saying something to me that I think we would all do well to take note of. Rob said, he said this, he said, I am so committed and focused on what I'm doing that even if something came along that was actually better, I would have no interest in looking at it, no interest in engaging in it. Why? Because I've picked my horse. My horse is a strong one. I've planted my flag, and I'm going to ride this horse. He said, I wouldn't even look at something even if it was better. Interesting, isn't it? Coming from a successful network marketer. Interesting to note his attitude. And isn't it interesting, my friends, that Napoleon Hill is telling us the same stuff. Success leaves clues, doesn't it? Success leaves clues. Awesome stuff, my friends. Lives are changing. Hey, I want to close out with this. You can do this. You can do this. Do you hear me? You can do this. Freedom is within your grasp. Contribution is within your grasp. You may not choose where you start in life, but my friend, hear me and hear me now. You can certainly choose where you finish. And it starts with a definite chief aim, and it continues on with organizing, marshaling all of your mental resources, all of your energy, all of your focus behind that definite chief aim. Hey, my friends, get out there, take action, make it a great day. I believe in you, my friends. Whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. We'll see you back here tomorrow morning on the Think and Grow Rich call. Hey, guys, if you've had a great call, I want to hear you scream into the line as I unmute the phone right now.
You can do this.
Wow.
You got a
Hey there, my friend, this is Paul Hutchings, and on behalf of the Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind Initiative, I wanted to thank you sincerely for listening to today's show. You can leave your feedback and connect with me and other podcast listeners like you on our Facebook page. Simply visit facebook.com and type Think and Grow Rich Global Mastermind into the search bar. I look forward to hearing your feedback and connecting with you there. We'll see you on tomorrow's show, and in the meantime, whatever you do, never give up on your dreams. Thanks, and make it a great day. Bye for now.